Good evening, everyone. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and call to order the Coburn Town Council regular call meeting for Monday, November 13th, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. Mr. Sturgill, will you do a roll call vote, please?
Carl Collins.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Devontae Mooney.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Okay, we do have everyone present tonight with the exception of Mrs. Sharp. So at this time, I would like to ask that Reverend Marty Puckett from Mary Chapel Church lead us in an invocation. If everyone would please stand. Also, remain standing for the pledge.
Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you, God, for another day of life that you've given to us, and God, for your many, many blessings. God, we thank you for our town, our community. God, those that work so hard, Lord, taking care of everything. God, we thank you for this nation that we live in, the freedom that you've given us. And God, we just pray that you would be in everything that's said and done tonight, Lord, and God, may it be done in a way that's pleasing unto you. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting if needed. Do we have anyone for public expression tonight?
My name is Linda Lane. I live on Meadow Street, 618. I have not been to the meeting because I haven't been able to do that. My husband's been very sick, and so this is one of the first times I've been here. And I'm going to go back to long way, and I'd like y'all to help me understand what is going on in the town. And I better speed up or I'm going to run out of time. So I got some questions to ask you. And the first one is, when you was running for town council, what was your vision for the town at that time? And the next one, what have you accomplished toward those visions? I'd just like to know. And how do you have our best interest in those visions that you had or have? And last of all, the one thing that disgusts me more than anything else that anybody's ever done, y'all had a fishing thing for the kids down here in Guess River. The reason it's so disgusting to me is Flo Hilton has tried for years to get the sewer cleaned up by her house coming into the river. And I can't believe that you all stopped trout in that river and let those fish, those children fish for those trout. It's just disgusting. My opinion. And it should be yours. And next time I'll have something else to ask you. Thank you for your time.
We'll have responses in 2 weeks.
Anyone else for public expression?
I have something to say, but if somebody else wants to go first, they can.
Anybody else? Come on in.
Reggie Campbell, 612 Meadow Street. Cool. I would ask for two things. That's all I'm asking for. Is the bylaws in ordinance for this town be given to me? These have been made a public record. I won't say what my agenda is, but I'd like ordinances and the bylaws of this town. That's all I've got to say for now.
Okay, thank you.
Does anybody want to go before me?
Good
Good evening, council. The last town meeting, I gave all the members a printed copy of the Virginia statute that allows the citizens the right to a disconnect notice. I asked for the matter to be voted on by council, and if one could not be achieved by council, I requested a public vote to require it in the town's ordinance. This time, I'm not asking for a vote by anybody. On Friday, I dropped all my billing information off to the Commonwealth's Attorney's Office. He's busy prosecuting criminal cases, so I told his office when he gets the time on his hands and can spare a few minutes to look at this matter for me, I would appreciate it. You tried explaining to me that the contract I signed gives us a 20-day notice. You served in 95 Bravo, Mr. Williams. And Jason did too, so he wants to give you the benefit of the doubt. You know how to gain my respect? Stop treating the people of Coburn like we're idiots. Council, you and I both know that a 20-day grace period is not the same as a disconnect notice. The funny thing is your office can take the time to print out a different disconnect notice and hang it on the wall of the lobby every month, but we're not worth a million. I wasn't aware the citizens of Coburn pass through the lobby every day. How can we be warned if we don't see the warning? Your actions alone show us you know one is necessary, but you fail to properly implement one. Your excuse was the cardstock is too small, pre-printed with limited space available for additional information. When I dropped my billing off at the Commonwealth's office, one of the ladies that worked there used to work in the Wise Water Department. She said before they went to a paper bill that they used the same size cardstock and were allowed to type in up to 40 additional characters, letting the people know the last day to pay that month's bill. Even if you kept the current cardstock and didn't want to take the time to put in 40 extra characters or go to a paper bill with a payment history on it, you could pick up a pen and jot someone's disconnect date down on the blank spaces available on the front. And that's what makes me question the council's integrity and intelligence. You're either not smart enough to distinguish a disconnect notice from a grace period, or you simply don't give a damn. Which one is it? I've ordered an all-powerful, groundbreaking device that modifies paper. I'm not sure if council has heard one of these or not, but it's an $11 rubber stamp. The first line says disconnect notice. The last line says last day to pay and the date, and it has some dashes for you to manually write the date because it always changes. You can order nicer ones, but tonight I'm providing you with the basic model. Mr. Williams, you told us that once you were punched in the nose by a customer over a disputed water bill. I'd be ashamed to tell that story. To admit I couldn't solve a problem before it led to a punch in the nose is something I wouldn't brag about. And even the punch in the nose hasn't given you the gumption to fix it. Hopefully now that I've solved the riddle with an $11 rubber stamp, you won't have to explain to the Commonwealth attorney why you're not using it or won't like it. Now that the mystery has been unveiled, it'll be hard for you to cover it back up. If you wanted to do better, you would do better. If you wanted to mail us a notice, you would. And maybe you can explain to Mr. Hall why you can hang a different sign in the lobby every month as a warning, but not a mailed notice. Your office is conducting business like it's the be-all and end-all of authority, and it's not. You're state governed with state regulations, and they need to know you're breaking these regulations. And I still need to know how each one of you voted on COVID funds and what the funds were used for. I can't find fault on Mr. Mooney because you all, he's young, he's just come into this game. You all are the elders of the town who are in charge of setting an example for our younger leaders. And shame on y'all for acting like this couldn't be solved. Y'all are acting like this is going to take an act of Congress to put a fucking disconnect date on a bill.
What's your language?
You cannot use vulgar language in a public forum.
Supposed to act as a light for the people of Coburn and have a helpful community spirit. Instead, you want to make a mockery of the law and intimidate customers by turning their water off without a disconnect notice. What if I was running a salon and had hair bleach on a customer's hair and you shut the salon's water off? That's the reason we have laws in place, because there's people like yourselves that either can't interpret simple law or refuse to operate in an ethical fashion. And we know what you're doing. The billing is purposely confusing, and disconnects and late fees are part of your revenue stream. I'm blunt and direct with everybody. I'm not mad. I'd rather hurt your feelings than lie to you. And when I tell you I'm going to be like a bulldog on a steak bone about this disconnect issue, you should believe me. I can fight as long and as hard as y'all can on this issue. And I asked all of you in your previous meeting what makes Coburn above the law, and I'm still not going to answer. When presented with the evidence that your office was in fact breaking the law, you were given the choice to change the procedure, and you didn't. Your complacency is why I had to get the Commonwealth involved. I'll attend this meeting until the issue is resolved. The video I posted of our last town meeting got nearly 800 views, and I'll also be posting a video of tonight's meeting. Round three's coming up soon, and somebody's going to stand up for Coburn tonight, and I hope Mr. Hall sees it was none of you.
Thank you. Your time is up. Do we have anyone else for public expression tonight? Okay, seeing no one else come forth, I will close public expression. Next is response to public expression from October the 9th. Do we have a response from anyone?
Will, did you have time to look at those?
I have looked at those, and we will need to discuss in closed session tonight.
Okay. So I don't have an answer. We've got to talk to our lawyer.
I didn't think you would have an answer. I'm not outside the law. I'm not operating outside the law, but I'd like to know the excuse for
okay.
when somebody is operating outside the law.
Anybody have a comment? Response from public expression. Okay. The next item is the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by majority vote. I'd like to move closed session to before reports tonight. And that's in form of a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to move closed session to before reports. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any other additions or deletions to the agenda? Hearing none, I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we have an agenda, and the first item is closed session. I know we need to go under personnel and legal. Are those the only two things?
Finance.
That'll be under
legal.
Yeah. All right, I move that we enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss the performance of Town of Coburn personnel and 2.2-3711A8 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters. Is there a second?
Oh, second.
Motion and a second to enter into closed session under A1 and A8. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are in closed session.